Welcome back to Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Normally, we would have this on a Wednesday, but we're having it on a Thursday because there's a big event taking place. And as always, at the end of the month, we're joined on Community Matters by Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit. And Jason's with us today to talk about a big event that's taking place in Beloit. Right, Jason?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're real excited about it. Today is our ribbon cutting for the Beloit Solar Farm that we've been talking about for really the project in general, you know, for a couple years. You know, with the pandemic and then the supply chain issues, it just took that much longer. But we finally have it in the ground. It's operating, and a lot of people have been able to see it and a lot of talk about it. So we're excited about it today. It starts at noon, where we'll have a tent out there, and people can enter in through the Nutrien facility. So that's located at 424 East Elliott. The Nutrien Ag Solutions is generous and kind enough to let us drive through their lot there to get back to the south side of their properties where the tent will be located, and there'll be information and some videos, and they'll take tours. So we ask that you wear closed-toed shoes and appropriate attire to be able to go through the tour, and just 10 or 15 minutes. And so if you've ever been up close to a solar farm, you get to see kind of what it's about. And so, yeah, we're really excited about it.
What kind of impact and what was the thought process behind having one of these in Beloit?
Yeah, well, I think it's a strategy. You know, there's we've talked about this over the last couple of years. You know, Beloit has power. People use power throughout the day, especially in the hot summer months. We're seeing that impact even greater this year. You know, we all are very aware of energy costs and how those are increasing substantially. On those hot summer days, everybody wants power. So it gets expensive to purchase power or to acquire power because of the high demand in the general marketplace. This is just kind of a nationwide phenomenon. So Beloit's no exception to that. So the solar farm was the intention of it is it's a 2-megawatt farm. It's a tracking system. So it will provide in a given year probably 8 to 10% plus of our load. So it's not the end-all be-all or the final solution, or we're not going to be reliant on it per se. It's really there to help us shave those peak power times and those peak power costs that occur from, especially occur from, you know, April into September, October, when it's really hot out and a lot of demand is out there, you know, that 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a July or August, September day especially. And this is trying to fill some of that gap. And it basically produces power. And, you know, the low life cost of that power over the 30-year lifespan or plus of that the farm is trying to be, you know, maybe in that $20 range for a megawatt. And, you know, you're going to buy that at times, I mean, especially this year where it's, $120 or $30 or $40 a megawatt. So hopefully the strategy works in the way that we think, and especially it's proving this year, is those power demands can be expensive. And so this will just give us another way to be diversified and have another option to hopefully reduce that impact.
Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Mitchell County, on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. What was the thinking? Of course, we have a solar farm. You obviously got to put it in a pretty good spot, right?
Yes.
So take us through the thought process of where you had to put it. I mean, just kind of, I don't need all the details, of course, but just give us a little bit of the process of trying to, like, the step-by-step as to, okay, we've got this idea. We can help ourselves on the energy side with 8 to 10%, but now that's great and all. Where do we put this thing?
That's always the trick, you know, and obviously a couple of the ways to narrow that down are our property that the city already owns, property that is, you know, fairly level and flat, so there's not a lot of earth work or dirt work. In fact, we had to do really zero dirt work on this project because of the lay of that land. So, we'll make a few adjustments. You know, we'd want to be careful taking some farmland out of production, but on the flip side, it covers about a 9 to 10 acre area, and still leaves a substantial portion of the farm intact. So that's kind of where it ended up, and it has to be out of the flood zone, has to be, you know, environmental factors, you know, has to still be able to tie into our electric grid, so we didn't really have to do any modifications or changes to that to be able to do that. You know, and had to run a wire for a long ways or you know, hundreds of yards or miles or anything like that. You know, literally probably 100 feet of wire to connect into the existing line. So that's kind of how you kind of narrow down where to put that.
Is it like my thermostat at home where I can just switch between gas and electric? So when you want to go over to solar, how does that work when you make that change or to help you with the load in hot days?
Sure. So it's more just a, I'm trying to think of a good way to describe it in lay terms, but I guess the best way to put it is electricity is coming from all sorts of different sources into the main line of the power plant. Okay. And so the solar farm is just one of those sources.
Gotcha.
So if it for some reason is not producing, then it'll come from the grid. If it's producing and producing well on a hot day, sunny day, like it's usually the same, you know, the correlation is usually pretty good. It's hot, it's usually sunny or fairly sunny. It's going to be producing and taking more load off of the grid. So it's not really a on or off or, hey, we're running on solar, solely on solar right now. You know,
right.
It's kind of a team player. You know, it's just another resource, I guess is the best way to put it.
All right, so for people that are just tuning in, Jason Raby, City Manager Blitt, our guest on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Is this open to the public in regards to the tours and checking out the solar farm today?
Yes, it is. Yep. Again, like I said, you can stop by starting at noon. We'll have somebody out there. Our partner in this is Priority Power, so they're the one putting on the event and wanting to show off the project now that it's complete for us. So, the tours will start at noon. We'll have the ribbon cutting at 4:00. So if you're into that side of it and kind of want to be in that picture that will be around for a long, long time, then the ribbon cutting's at 4:00. But, yeah, from any time from 12 to 5, you can go out there, learn more about it, look at it. You know, there's some light refreshments, et cetera. So.
And once again, it's located where?
So it's south of the Nutrien Ag Facility, and that address for the Nutrien Facility is 424 East Elliott in Beloit, Kansas. So you can enter through their facility and just head south towards the grassy area south of their property. You'll see a big white tent, and you can just park out there and learn more about the farm.
Fantastic. Hey, Jason, thanks for the time as always. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. We'll talk to you again at the end of July.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
That's Jason Raby, City Manager Beloit, here on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.